thoughts after that one, James?
Delighted for the group of players in there that they got what they deserved out of that game. I thought they were excellent. They really were, and really patient at times. Well, they had to be, and it's a big 3 points.
And Sam Fisher, he's involved in the goal at the end there, but he's had a great game again, hasn't he?
Yeah, like, as I say, I know Sam, I know what he's like. He's claiming the goal, and I'm happy to give him it. So, no, I think as a team, we were excellent throughout the full game, and thoroughly deserved to win that game.
The two subs that came on second half helped give you more an attack as well.
Yeah, we spoke through the week about Lewis and what he can do, and Craig's coming back to a level where I think he's starting to look sharp. And well, a luxury to be able to bring subs like that on. No, they were always going to feature at some point and come on in the hope that they could do it. I think it's credit to our club, credit to our players, that teams are coming here and playing the way they're playing, if I'm honest. When you look at the teams that have caused this bother here, have been Airdrie and Falkirk. Peterhead went away with a point, but that was a travesty that day, really. We were... it was a smashing graph for them, but they've won four of their last five away games. They've scored 15 goals in those games. I think they've scored as many goals away from home as we've scored, and then they come and sit in the way they did. Shows huge respect, I believe, to not to me, but to our players and our football club. And we expect that when teams come here now, and we're working on ways to deal with it, and we'll continue to do that. But that's what teams are going to do, so we need to be patient. The staff, fans are patient and they get behind us, but if that game would have finished 0-0, it would have been a travesty today.
Did that surprise you? How
it did?
Yeah, because you had said the other day that you thought
we'd
come in, and they have the best away form in the league as well.
Yeah, we know the stats, we look at it, and it did surprise me. But as I said, like Aloha last week, it's not my place to stand and decide how a team come. I take it as a compliment to the players that they came and done that. But they had a chance to go 5 points clear at the top of the league, if that's their aim today, and it shows what they think of our players. And maybe that goes back to the game at Meadowbank, but we were our best that day, and we would have done that to any team. I fully believe that day, and I said that through the week. But yeah, I was surprised, because it was late on with 10 minutes to go, it was like I think they had 15 players on the pitch at one point. I looked at that because they were everywhere, and to be fair, they only went away with a point, and we'd have been devastated, and I think everybody watching that game would have thought, wow. But in the end, you normally do get what you deserve. We weren't great against Peterhead, and that's why that came back to haunt us, but we certainly got what we deserved today, which was all 3 points, and I thought that for 1-0, it was a really good performance. But we've got to be patient, particularly here, if teams are going to come and sit in, and we've got to work on it, how to break them down. But we'll continue to do that, and if that's what teams want to do, then fair enough. But you can bet your Falkirks and your Airdrie won't do that, because they came and caused us problems.
What's it like for you on the side there, where they're doing everything but score?
I think there's a bit of pride in that, because you know that they respect your players, and it's frustrating, of course it is, because I want teams to come and open up, because we work on that, but we're in a position where that's what's happening when teams come here. It's a great place to come and play football. It's a fantastic pitch, and it's a fantastic stadium, and people might look at us as a big club, but no, we're the same as every other club in this division, because we're in it, because we get relegated. But we're just trying to win games of football, and it's trying to find a way to win it. With chances and boys were getting cleared off the line, I don't think Dennis is a safe to make, if I'm honest. But you're just standing waiting for one to get enough. The optimist in you and the football person in you kind of think if it keeps going like this, something will happen, and inevitably it does happen, and we got our just rewards today. And it's sometimes when teams do that, it's a wee bit sweeter to win that way, with a goal 1-0 late on, and then all of a sudden it's all out attack.
No time wasted anymore.
No.
How's Nicola?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's he's brilliant. He puts his head where people wouldn't put their feet. How he gets booked, I've genuinely no idea. You look at his goals and he attacks the ball. Scotty Montrose's goal, that one, similar to that. It's just the way he attacks the ball. And like, if you're getting booked for that, then every centre back, every player, as soon as they clash heads with somebody, should be getting booked, because it's never about him. I hope the FC Edinburgh player's okay as well, because he looked a bit dazed when he walked past me. So, best wishes to him, but no, Nicolai will be fine. All right.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.